Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And I have to tell you, we don't have anything to talk about. This is going to be open line, so we will welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the this hour it's 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'm completely discombobulated because of what's happened the last hour, and we had two guests call in completely out of order, so we got nothing but confusion. But right now, of course, we're going to be available. If you have something you would like to talk about, otherwise, we may have just an hour of silence, or perhaps I will share with you some of my concerns about what is really going on over in Iraq. And if you look at Iraq from a logical point of view, it just doesn't make sense. Why did we go to war with Iraq? Oh, well, we went to war with Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction. And when it turned out that they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, we went to Iraq because Saddam Hussein was working with Osama bin Laden, and he plotted the 9/11 attack. And when it turned out that that just was not true, then, of course, we went to war with Iraq because Saddam Hussein was a wicked man, and he killed his people, and he was exploiting the situation, and we wanted to bring democracy to not only to the Middle East, we wanted to bring democracy to the whole world. And suddenly we were on a crusade to make the world safe for democracy. And it sort of sounded like Woodrow Wilson back in 1917. We went to the First World War to make the world safe for democracy. We went into the First World War because this was the war to end all wars. And it's amazing how effective slogans can be, especially when repeated over and over again by men who look like they're telling the truth. But you must understand that the spokesmen for government always lie, and they can never tell the people the real truth about what wars are about, because then they wouldn't send their sons off to be cannon fodder in these tragic situations. Fighting for your country is an obligation. Going overseas to impose your will on people in another land who do not want to change their way of life, is not fighting for your country. It is fighting for an entirely different purposes. And I would certainly point out that the war we are fighting in Iraq today has nothing to do with protecting America. It has to do with an internationalist agenda of creating a one-world government and a new world religion, and ultimately bringing about World War III and the destruction of America as we know it. Well, we've got a gentleman on the line, Russell in Wisconsin, who's a candidate for the Supreme Court. Hi, Russell. How are you?
Good.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your candidacy?
Well, I'm not running for office.
Oh, you're not? Okay, go ahead. You want to talk about Mr. Roberts or what?
Roberts, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you get the New American magazine?
I do.
The latest issue mentioned his appointment, and it struck me awfully odd that he was the one that helped certify or legitimize George Bush's treatment of prisoners.
Yes, I've heard that. He's had a lot of questionable activities out there, but some of the finest conservatives in the country are backing him. And we're going to just be back in just a moment or two, and we'll discuss this with you. What do I think of Judge Roberts? I think that, of course, it's another stealth candidate. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And this afternoon, why we don't have a regularly scheduled program, so we're going to go ahead and just do open lines. Our two candidates, two guests, both called in the first hour and the previous hour. So we, of course, just going to talk about what you'd like to. We have Russell calling us from, are you in Wisconsin, Russell?
Yes.
All right, and he wants to know about Judge Roberts, who, of course, is being considered for the Supreme Court. And Russell pointed out that the recent article in the New American Magazine, there was a fact that Judge Roberts had more or less said that the current policy that we have as far as treatment of prisoners was perfectly all right and was constitutional. Was that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, it seems, I was reading the... on the Insider Report section, and it mentioned that he was the one that pretty much legitimized the actions against the Afghan prisoners that we have down in Guantanamo and the other things that are basically circumventing the rule of law and our traditional justice system. And it kind of struck me as kind of odd, because something that you mentioned before on the air about the best money that politicians,
we have the best politicians that money can buy, right?
And also something I remembered that happened with John Glenn when he was so disruptive of the Thompson hearings, and that he was given a payoff of a sort by going up into the space shuttle, and I'm thinking this is another payoff. That Judge Roberts is being nominated as a reward, and also it kind of coincides with I think not Pickering, but the guy that railroaded Judge Roy Moore in his appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of follows the same pattern.
Well, you're speaking now of William Pryor, who was the state attorney general, who had promised the governor of Alabama, Fop James, that he would stand behind Judge Roy Moore if he was just made the attorney general. And so Fop went ahead and foolishly believed William Pryor. And then, of course, William Pryor set out to destroy Judge Roy Moore and was rewarded by the Bush administration for destroying Judge Roy Moore by being given an interim appointment to one of the federal court appellate jurisdictions. In other words, he became a federal judge. He couldn't get authorized by Congress, so they just put him in. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Russell, who's calling from Wisconsin, and he's asking about Judge Roberts, and should we be supportive of him? Should we be opposing him? And there's a lot of information out there, and supposedly the left is opposing him. Certainly many of the fine conservatives that I know, Christian people who I know who love the Lord, who are very sincere, are backing Judge Roberts, and they're sending information out and massive mailings saying, we want to build support for Judge Roberts. And then I'm reading things from the radical left, because I get their publications as well, and they're all opposing Justice Roberts. One of the things that's brought out is it's sort of hard to pin him down about how he really feels, but the most significant thing I find is reading, say, the Washington Post, which is part of the establishment, part of the liberal Bilderberger CFR complex. And they're saying good things about Judge Roberts, and that really disturbs me. And when I read in the paper that the Democrats are going to put up a good fight, but they're not really going to oppose him, I think everybody in this country should be concerned, because I think it's like deja vu all over again. And if you go back and you read this story of when Judge Souter was running, was about to be appointed to the Supreme Court, and everybody was in favor of Justice Souter because Justice Souter was conservative. He was pro-life. He was—he gave the impression of being just on the right side and conservative. There was only one person who spoke against his nomination to the Supreme Court, and that was Howard Phillips, because Howard Phillips had studied his background and realized, of course, he had always been a liberal. But he had been posing as a conservative. His real goal was to get on the court and then to use the judicial power of our court to legislate, which they were never to do, to change America forevermore. And I fear that this is exactly what's happening with Judge Roberts. You have to understand there's an old adage, William, and that is you never give the sucker an even chance. You never give him a chance, but you always give him the idea that maybe he's going to get it. It's sort of like you go down to the Gateway, and they have these little machines there, and they have all these wonderful prizes you'd like to have, and they have this big claw that you can manipulate, and if you can pick up the prize and you can carry it over and drop it into the chute, then you get the prize. But when you try to do it, why, the claw never grips quite well enough, and you almost never get the prize. And it's really sort of the game they play with us on the Supreme Court. They have using the court to change America, because there are people who want to change America, and they know that they could never do it through the amendment process, the just process, the way that our founding fathers intended to change the Constitution. They're doing it simply by judicial edict. The people on the Supreme Court could be restricted by Congress by implementing Article 3 and Section 2 of the Constitution, but they won't do that because it's all a game. You have to get the American people to believe we're a nation of law. No, we're not a nation of law. We're a nation of law violators, and many of them are sitting on our Supreme Court, and others, of course, are sitting within the legislature. And the reason people don't know that is because of the degree of control that exists over the media today. And no one is ever going to tell the American people why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, that the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 for a period of 30 years, from 1941 to 1971. So do not judge Roberts as in any way going to be a conservative. If he were, he would not be being nominated. Anything else, Russell?
That's about it. I want to touch just briefly, and I'll let somebody else get
on. All right. Well, let me just put our telephone number out again. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, if you agree or disagree, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So go ahead and...
Just one more thing. It was about the latest Supreme Court decision concerning eminent domain, and I heard on a different program there was a decision in Hawaii that seems to be more scarier than ever, because it talked about the state deciding how much a company can rent out its facilities to somebody else, instead of the landlord saying, okay, this is what the rent's going to be. But the state comes along and says, no, we want it a little bit more, because, you know, if they can get more money for the tenant to pay, the state can get more tax revenue.
Now, you're talking now then of taking property under eminent domain and giving it to a developer so they can put a big hotel that'll generate more in the way of taxes?
That was the one afterwards. The one in Hawaii was, I think it was one of the oil companies, one of the, has gas stations, and they wanted a... rent out the facilities to somebody as a franchise, and they would charge rent for that facility, okay, that's already been built. But the state would come along and say, no, we want you to charge more to that tenant. That way the state can get some more tax revenue from that rent money.
Well, I haven't heard about that. If that indeed is the case, why, it certainly doesn't sound very fair or right, does it?
It's probably one of the more scarier decisions. And also here in Wisconsin, they're already taking action to make sure the Wisconsin state constitution doesn't allow a commercial takeover of private property, as opposed to private property being annexed or whatever for a better road or a new bridge or something like that, something that is truly... public use that our founders really intended for.
Well, I think
so they're taking action here in Wisconsin.
And I think that this is really happening all across the country, where state legislatures are intervening and saying, look, the local community cannot take property away from an individual and then simply give it to a developer who, of course, has been very generous in his campaign contributions to the people on the city council, the board of supervisors. You cannot take property away and give it to a developer. You know, you can take property away and pay a fair compensation for it if it's for a road or if maybe it's for a school, but not simply taking it from one person and giving it to another one. In fact, I heard Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, he was on the Jay Leno program when the Kelso decision came down, and Jay mentioned this to Arnold, and Arnold looked rather shocked, and he said, Why, that is not right. He said, you know, all you have to do is pay off the politicians and you can take away their property. It's not right. And Arnold was absolutely right. And that's how the system works. And anybody who doesn't think that many of our politicians, whether they be at the national or at the state or at the local level, are taking gratuities in return for their votes, they really don't understand how the system works. When after you turn your back on God, why, anything goes. But I will tell you that many of the states, to their credit, are trying to pass legislation to do away with what has happened. And actually, my opinion of what this is really all about is entirely different than most people. If you believe in the Constitution, you realize that the federal government has nothing to do with private property. That is a situation that is to be dealt with at the state and the local level. And if you read the 45th of the Federalist Papers, they will tell you that the power of the central government is to be limited and defined. And it has nothing to do with preserving your right to property. That is to be taken care of at the state level because, of course, you see, every constitution of every state was to be a republic. And therefore, the state would have to do with the rights of private property and life and liberty. And the federal government was not to intervene in that. So the Supreme Court really did what was exactly right in this. In other words, they returned it to the state and said, you should be looking after the rights of the people. And I will give the credit to certain of the legislatures in your area and other states where they are taking action to limit the power of local bribed officials to take property from one person and give it to their friends. Anything else?
That's it, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to say that it's rather gratifying that we do have some politicians, some elected officials that are taking this to heart and are genuinely concerned, but the only sad part is they're few and far between.
Well, you know, we get real problems with the conservative-liberal divide. And actually here in the state of California, it was the liberal politicians who wanted, of course, to ban the mercury from the vaccines, which is, of course, destroying the minds of our children. And it was the conservatives, the Republicans, who wanted, of course, to continue poisoning the children. What a travesty it is. And I'm a lifelong Republican. So anyway, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan, for your caller and everyone else who's interested in the John Roberts situation. There's an excellent article they can get right off the net. It's at the website is themuckraker.com.
Themuckraker.net.
themuckraker.net. And let's see, you can just look over to the right side where it says articles, and there it is, for news alerts, and then click on John G. Roberts Jr. and Earl Warren.
All right, well, so what does it basically say, Mike?
Well, one of the big approaches in the article is to look at who supports him and why. And some things that his law firm has supported in the past, not just the gay rights thing. One has to do with gun control. And to do a better job of answering your question, I'd like to be better prepared. I'm just doing this on the fly right now.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'm doing it on the fly, too, because I don't have anything prepared.
Yeah.
But, hey, thanks so much, Mike.
See, we can do this in a more thorough fashion as time, soon in the near future.
All right.
The main thing right now would be for people to get that article and give it a good read. It's a long one.
All right. God bless. Thanks very much, Mike. Let's go to Mark, who's calling in from Las Vegas, and he wants to talk about Judge Roberts. Go ahead there, Mark. We've got just about 30 seconds, and then if you don't mind hanging on till after the break, why, we'll explore it more. But what are your feelings on Judge Roberts? Are you supporting him? Are you opposing him? Are you like so most people, many people, you just don't know?
I think he's a left-wing extremist. He's doing pro bono work for homosexual causes.
All right, fine. So can I suspect that that's a no vote for Judge Roberts?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Definitely.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, that's it.
All right, fine. Thank you so much. And, of course, for those who don't know why, he did pro bono work to advance the homosexual agenda. Why would a conservative Christian do something like that? And why would a conservative Christian appoint somebody who would do something like that? We'll be right back and welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In the last 3 years, gold and silver have been quietly attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So, are you in profit yet? You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4042. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we have Joss calling us from... Joss dropped off. Well, if anybody would like to call in, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, you know, we always start our programs by saying reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And most people think in a very stereotyped manner. The people on the left, very stereotyped. The people on the right, very stereotyped. And what you have to do is begin to think and think independently. Now, if you are a conservative Christian, I would like to ask you how you feel about Judge Roy Moore, and I would like to suggest that the vast majority of the people in this country who are conservative Christians would support Judge Roy Moore, and the people on the far left would oppose him because he wanted the Ten Commandments, which acknowledge God, to be posted in the courthouse. In fact, he felt that a government official, the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, should be able to acknowledge God, because that was really what it was all about. After all, the Constitution of their state acknowledged God. The Constitution of every state in this union, every 50 states, acknowledges that the authority comes from God. So, but Judge Roy Moore was very courageous. He was not going to back down. And, of course, William Pryor, who was the Attorney General, who had gone back on his promise to Bob James, the governor, set out to destroy Judge Roy Moore. Now, you would think, under those circumstances, that the Bush administration, the Christian administration in Washington, D.C., would have backed Judge Roy Moore. But they did not. In fact, they rewarded William Pryor, the man who really was the betrayer of Judge Roy Moore. They rewarded him for his betrayal by making him an interim appointment to the appellate court, a federal judge. Now, why would they do something like that? You see, people don't like to stop and think about that. Nothing is as it appears to be. And I believe this is the same thing as far as Justice Roberts is concerned. I believe that Justice Roberts, many of my good conservative friends are firmly convinced that he has to be good. After all, if he wasn't good, why would the Bush administration appoint him? And I would like to suggest they would appoint him because they do not want another true conservative on the bench. And they're going to put in somebody who has given pro bono work to the homosexuals, who has really done a lot of work, you know, on things that would be totally opposed to everything we stand for. And Ann Coulter, who writes for Human Events, and I don't know if you know who Ann is, but she's a very attractive blonde woman who usually is very, very stereotyped in her support of the Republican administration. But on this issue, she said, you know, we've been fooled so many times by Republican presidents who we put into office to, you know, get the conservatives onto the Supreme Court, and they appoint liberals. And then they always say, shucks, how could that possibly have happened? And she doesn't think it happened by accident. Well, let's go to Joss, who's calling from Southern California. We'll ask Ben to hang on. Joss, did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. How's the weather up there in Monterey?
Oh, well, if I told you why, you'd just weep. It's one of those beautiful, cool afternoons, you know, kind of day that you just feel glad to be alive. The sky is blue, the ocean's clear, you know, the fog's offshore. And, well, I just feel privileged to live where I do. So we want to ask, how are things in Southern California?
It's pretty nice down here, too. I'm sure it's not as nice as Monterey. My mom lives up there. I know how beautiful it is up there. So
that's why
I was curious.
All right, fine. Well, of course, remember, Monterey, that's where the rich people live. We live on the North Shore where the poor people live.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Josh. What can we do for you?
Well, I had a question. My grandma is totally brainwashed by the whole, you know, Bush 501c3 Fox News, you know, thing. And I would like to know if you could recommend a book or an essay or something, something I can mail to her because she doesn't have internet access that she could read.
If you could get her to read Brotherhood of Darkness or watch the video. Better the video if she would actually sit down and watch it.
Okay, where can I get that?
By calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. I know that the video has changed the lives of a lot of people who have watched it because it rings true and you begin asking the question, why are these things happen? And eventually we explain to you why these things have happened.
Okay. Great.
Okay, thanks. So good to hear from you.
Thank you.
And Ben, calling from Salinas, you hang on there. And then as far as the other people out there, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Would love to hear from you.
This is a fascinating concept, genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan, who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. You might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and right now let's go to Ben, who's been waiting patiently over there in Salinas. Hi, Ben, and let me get our telephone numbers out. Again, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Go ahead, Ben.
Yes, I'm going to try to touch on a few things briefly, hoping not to stray too far from your subject. To answer your last young man who wanted to know what to give his grandmother to read, here's the thing, the older generations of that type that are the adamant Bush followers don't hand them nothing because they're not going to read it. They're locked in. They wake up to Rush Limbaugh and they go to bed saluting their the Bush crime family, and that, they're not going to change. It's time for, I believe, as a believer in the good Lord, it's time for Christians to get on the Christian side of things and wondering, why have we got 47,000 casualties in Iraq using $660 billion tax money to form an Islamic theocracy over there, which they're lately saying they're going to stop pulling our troops out because they know that all of this democracy talk is not going to fly? Well, we all know that you're not going to create a democracy on their land. Those 17 military bases we're building there while we're closing them here will be bathed in blood. And also, as to those of you that are having a hard time making a living, as much of my family, if Chevron got $8.1 billion extra earnings last quarter, that we could call it war profiteering, but to keep it on the legal side, remember in 72 when Carter pulled that with the oil shortages, there was a windfall tax. Well, I think it's time to bring that windfall tax and put that money back in the national treasury. And I say to all good Christians, the lady Cindy Shaheen down in Texas, remember, she speaks for all mothers of those 45, almost 50,000 casualties, amputees, and those people that have spilled blood for our country. I say, Christians, it's more important to have it not our way, but God's way. And so, Dr. Stan, I support you, and I listen, and I hope I didn't go too far astray.
God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. And let's go now to Marilyn, who is calling. Is that Marilyn in Sacramento?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing?
Hi. Well, I'm doing all right. You know, a little bit hot here, but then I guess we can't all live in Monterey.
We have to have the Central Valley. That's one of the great food baskets in the world. Although, you know, they're going to do everything they can to stop it. I got a call from a fellow in Colorado this morning, and he was quite upset because he has a well on his farm there. It's been there since 1920, and they're going to restrict the water he can take out, and they want him to cut his food production 50%, take 50% of his farm out of production so he doesn't using so much water. And they're going to find another means for doing that in the Sacramento area, in the Central Valley, because there really are people who want, of course, to use the excuse of water to restrict agricultural production, to get forced people off their property. They know exactly what they're doing, and people really think that there's a water problem. There isn't, but it's being created. They've done everything they could to block what was logical so they'd have a problem so they could control us. But with that as a background, Marilyn, what would you like to say?
Well, they're getting ready to starve us to death, but that isn't what I called to say.
Okay.
You know, in my market, you can't buy too much that's grown anywhere near here. The apples come from New Zealand, maybe South America. We have radishes from Mexico. You know, it used to be you couldn't eat anything from Mexico without peeling it, and now we're eating some of their dirt. Now, well, anyway, onward to what I called about.
Okay.
I believe it's a total waste of time to even think about John Roberts. Whatever will be. The Bushies are going to follow their agenda. Look at everything they've done and how much worse things are since they've been in office. I decided some time ago that there was only one thing I could do. I couldn't shoot my fire in all directions. I'm going to concentrate on attempting to build and recruit active people. These people are wasting their energy on writing letters to Congress and doing, well, that's if you want to, but I don't think it does any good. That's all fixed.
Well, because they usually don't open the letters because they're afraid of anthrax, so it's better to email or to fax or call.
Well, except that I think it's a waste of time.
Okay.
I mean, you have to, wait a minute, my pitch is please, please get with us on the American Independent Party in California and the Constitution Party every place else and their affiliates. But I want to announce we're having a meeting, a central committee meeting, at Bradshaw's Restaurant at 2 o'clock this coming Saturday. And everybody's welcome. We'll be seated at a back table. So far, we're a pretty small little band, but this is the way to spend your time. Forget about Roberts or that silly woman sitting out in front of whatever, and build the party and get people to get some courage, take a deep breath, and vote for our candidates. That's the way to send them a message.
Well, of course, the first thing, Marilyn, I certainly don't disagree with anything you're saying, but we have to educate the people. There is no way we're ever going to get anything but Socialist Party A or Socialist Party B until the American people understand we have two socialist parties, and if you don't want socialism and globalism and internationalism and destruction of our national sovereignty, then, of course, you've got to help us educate people as to the fact we've been scammed.
Oh, I'm doing my best. I'm distributing your book. I bought a case of them, and I'm trying to. The problem is to get people to read it. I'm I'd hand them out on the street corner if I thought they'd read it.
No, you do not do that. You lend it to people, and you ask to get it back. That way they have an obligation to read it.
Well,
and, you know, just tell them this book can change your life. It'll take you 4 hours to read it. You'll never look at the world through the same eyes again.
But if they would just get with us and vote with us, have a little courage, and because in this state, we're not going to win any statewide elections anymore anyway. Oh, by the way, I'm right near Folsom. You know what's going on up in Folsom?
You're talking about the prison now?
That, plus, but guess what? A couple of weeks or a month before, the Planning Commission okayed a mosque with one of those big tall towers where they holler at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they approved that right in the city of Folsom, and maybe I don't know how far from the prison. How handy!
Well, of course, what they're doing, and this is being encouraged, of course, by the administration, is to actually recruit people into this radical Islamic movement in the prisons right in America. And in fact, if you are convert to the Muslim religion, you get better food, you get time off for religious holidays. They're not going to give you time off for Christian holidays, but you'll sure get them for the Muslim holidays and time to pray 5 hours a day, and they'll protect you. I mean, they look after one another. But why are we actually promoting the radical form of Islam and the hatred of America in our own prisons? Almost as if there might be people trying to destroy this country, doesn't it?
Well, exactly, and that's why. Why waste your time with anything that Bush is doing or not doing? Just get out and work for, as you say, education plus. Your program, of course, is wonderful, and your newsletters and all of it, marvelous. But, and so far ahead of your time, you know, I suppose you have other callers, but I, you know, remember when you published the 9/11 thing, and now all of a sudden, you know what? They figured out that some people already knew that 9/11 was going to happen.
Yeah, can you imagine that they knew who Muhammad Atta was beforehand, and that they were actually tracking him? Well, anybody, for instance, would like to get into what Marilyn's talking about. We've actually taken my newsletters, and we put them into three pamphlets, each one about 50 pages. 9/11 Foreknowledge, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, they're inexpensive. They'll give you the information you need to know, and the documentation is all there, and you can look it up. And if you find anything that isn't right, you let me know. But I will tell you that every document, to my knowledge, in those newsletters is correct. They knew ahead of time. And as one of the high CIA officials said, off the record, of course, when the dust finally settles after 9/11, the American people will come to realize that the 9/11 wasn't a failure for the intelligence committees. It was a triumph. How could it be a triumph? 3,000 people died, but it got us into a war in Iraq. To further, of course, the ultimate goal of America's domination of Eurasia, America's domination of the world. That's what it was about.
I think we're going to lose. Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for what you're doing. And, telling your audience, anybody who lives near Sacramento, we are welcome to come to our meeting and try to help us.
You want to put out a telephone number or website?
You know what? We are trying to work on that. We haven't got... We haven't got it.
All right, God bless. Thanks.
No, that's Bradshaw's Restaurant. It's near Highway 50, and that's in Sacramento on the 20th of August at 2 p.m.
All right, thank you so very much, and let's go to David calling in Alabama. Hi, David, how are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
I appreciate the show you did on music the other week.
You mean the programs with Jack Wheaton, Dr. Jack Wheaton? Yeah, they're very, very good. It's so important. People realize that we're bringing Satan's music into our churches, and then we wonder why the churches are not making a lot of difference.
Yes, man. You also know that we seem like we've been bombarded from England, from those people such as Simon Cowell, American Idol,
right.
telling Americans how to sing. It's a 9-1-1 nanny telling us how to clean our homes. I mean, how to raise our kids, this Hell's Kitchen telling us how to cook. And they got some maids, too. It's just a lot of, a lot of occult goes on over there. I was just wondering what's that all about.
Well, I'm really not too sure. But there is a worldwide movement to change the attitudes and values and beliefs of everyone in this country and throughout the world. And they're doing a great job with television. And so much, of course, of television is simply a distraction. to keep idle minds busy, because the last thing they would want you to know is what's really going on. And so you sit there transfixed, or whatever the program is. Maybe it's a murder mystery, or maybe it's a cooking program, or maybe it's an animal program. And I love these wonderful animal programs, and tigers growing up, and what goes on in Cougar Park, because I've been there. But you know, you're never going to see on television the dismembered parts of the 4,000 American children who are aborted every day. They just will not allow that to go on television. And you're not going to hear on American television about the 60 million people who were killed by Stalin and Lenin. You're not going to hear about the 43 to 46 million people who were starved to death in China between 1958 and 1962. We're just not allowed to talk about anything really important. We can talk about all sorts of unimportant things, but the really important things, why they're totally blacked out in America. I mean, today, the people are dying in Zaire. And, of course, the war is being financed in part by Zimbabwe. And who's financing the government of Zimbabwe? Why, your tax money. We're giving money for food, but it's not getting to the people. It's being used to keep Mugabe in power. The same thing, of course, is true in Korea, in North Korea. Why, we've given, up until recently, we gave massive food supply. You know, we gave him oil. We were building a nuclear power plant so that they could actually, you know, be able to refine more uranium so they could make more nuclear bombs. And we were keeping Kim Il-sung and then his son in power over there, but we couldn't let the American people know that. We had to think it was all about, we were so concerned about the people starving. Well, the people were still starving. The only people who were eating were those people who surrounded the dictator, and he was giving them our food to buy their support. The same thing's going on, you know, in Zimbabwe today. We're keeping Robert Mugabe in power so he can spend $1 million a day to keep his troops in Zaire, where they've already killed over 3.5 million people. But, of course, it's not really important because many of them are Christians. Anything else, David?
The Iraqi war is really, according to Daniel 11, verse 45, the goal of that Antichrist system, that war machine, is to plant their tabernacle in Jerusalem. They're not going from Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria. They're headed to Jerusalem. That's where they're headed.
Well, I think that there are a lot of exciting things happening, and I think that if you read the Bible and you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, you're even going to see who's going to be lined up in the next war. It's amazing how all these things are coming to pass almost as if Ezekiel had advanced knowledge of what was going to come down at this time in the history of the world.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan. Keep up good work.
God bless you. Thanks so much for calling, David. And I think David's pointing out some things very, very important. First of all, if you try to make sense of what's going on in the world today, none of it really makes sense. Look at Communist China. I mean, Communist China, one of the generals there recently talked to a group of Americans about nuking American citizens. If we tried to stop them from taking Taiwan, they were quite willing to sacrifice half of their cities in China. They wouldn't worry about if they lost half their population. What would happen to America? He talked about nuking 200 American cities. You doubt it? Go up on Google and just type in about Chinese general threatens America. So how are we responding? Why? We recently gave a guarantee for a $5 billion loan so that Westinghouse could build nuclear plants for Communist China, nuclear plants where they can enrich their uranium and make plutonium and make more bombs to target us. So we're not concerned, though, about that. China actually has nuclear weapons. They have the ability to deliver them to the United States and hit our cities. We're not worried about that. However, we are just terrified of the fact that Iran, which doesn't have any significant number of nuclear weapons, they may have a couple of A-bombs that they bought a long time ago, but they don't have the capacity at the present time to turn out new nuclear weapons, and they don't have any delivery system, and they are no danger to the United States, but we're so worried about Iran. We're talking about going to war with Iran, who doesn't have nuclear weapons and doesn't threaten us, and we're doing everything we can to support Communist China that does have nuclear weapons and threatens to nuke our cities. What's wrong with this picture? Or why would the President of the United States reward Judge William Pryor, who destroyed Judge Roy Moore? And why isn't there an outcry from the Christian conservatives in this country? Why is it that we're not trying to do anything about illegal aliens and possibly even terrorists coming in across our southern border. You would think that if there was really a war on terrorism, we'd do everything we could to seal our borders. We won't allow Americans to come into this country, to go to Mexico or go into Canada. They have to have a passport. We've got to be so secure. We've got to secure, you know, and make sure that law-abiding citizens are carefully monitored, but we don't do anything about illegal citizens. And if you are an illegal alien and you're in this country and you're stopped by a policeman driving a car without a license, he can't turn you over to INS. He's not allowed to. And when you go into the hospital for care, they're not allowed to report you for the IMS. Of course, the hospital's going to have to pick up your bill for nothing and raise the cost of hospital care to everybody else. And you know, the illegal aliens are bringing in all sorts of diseases. Leprosy's come back, whooping cough, tuberculosis, drug-resistant tuberculosis on the rise. Something's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. It's about time people started looking at what's going on and saying, is there another agenda? And I'd like to suggest there is. And we'd hope that many of you will certainly want to get our material. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Listen to our programs regularly and understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago. And it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. BHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I always enjoy the open line programs. You never know, of course, what the subject is going to be. At this point, I certainly want to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent on those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day. Now, we are going to be doing some programs in the Middle West at 8 o'clock every morning, but it's going to be an expensive proposition, and if any of you are in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you, and this will be on a fair number of stations there, and we have a ridiculously low price, but when you're looking at the bill that we would be getting, why, well, quite frankly, we could you appreciate your help, and then we are trying to syndicate our evening program as well, so lots of exciting things are happening. Why are we doing it? Well, because we feel we have to reach as many people in the time we have. And, you know, as long as God gives us the breath and the opportunity to continue expanding, we will do that. Because the only thing that's going to change America is going to be a revival, and there's not going to be revival until people understand what we are really up against. And we are up against people who have a different agenda, who are energized by the dark side, intent upon destroying America. Destroying the industrial capacity, the monetary system of this country, and merging us into a one-world government. But, of course, before they can do that, they're going to need a terrible war, and I believe that war is on its way. So if you're concerned about what's going on, you can see what's happening in the Middle East as a prologue to the onset of World War III. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Who really controls our country? Who really rules the world? Well, you really should get our newsletter, the June newsletter, The Occult Hierarchy, Part 2. Now, you can go up to the Internet, and that's the June newsletter. Go to www.radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com, and pull down the June 2005 newsletter. You can also get the Occult Hierarchy, Part 1 newsletter. In fact, you can get all of our newsletters. And we hope that you'll read them, and then you'll challenge everything we say, and if there's something there that you want to have verified, you give me a call, because we keep files with all of the documentation for everything we say, so that if you do call, we can back it up. Again, our website is radioliberty.com, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand what's happening financially, and what you may be able to do to preserve at least something with the coming financial crisis, we have a DVD. It's called The Coming Financial Crisis. And we have a pamphlet that goes with that. The pamphlet's only $3.95. And that, of course, is The History of Money. And it's actually three of our newsletters that will give you an excellent background of what's happening. If you want to understand the population control agenda, we have a pamphlet on genetic engineering and population control, and the plan to create new diseases, of course, to decimate the populations of the world. If you'd like to know what happened on 9-1-1, we've got three great pamphlets, and it's entitled 9-1-1 Foreknowledge, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. You get all three of those for $9.95. Of course, you can get our four tape sets. You can get many of the books we have. Paul Thompson's Terror Timeline, excellent. In fact, my interviews with Paul Thompson in the 9-1-1 update 4-tape set. You really need to have this to understand that they knew the attack was coming and they let it occur, because how else would you get the American people to go to war, and especially to go to war with Iraq, which, of course, had nothing to do with 9-1-1. But it's amazing how you can distort people's reality if you control the media. If you want to get in the background of the media control, the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor. But he's absolutely right as to who controls the media, although he doesn't understand why. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be with you once again, same time, same station. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.